There it goes. Okay, now it is.
Yeah.
It's very sensitive. Okay, so let's see. Today's the 18th, right? February 18th, 2003. And today we're going to do lesson number 245, Heels and Feet in Circles. And speak of the devil, she walked in. It's always good to be here because otherwise we talk about you. So take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting, and then how your legs are lying on the floor. And really draw attention to sensing how each leg does lie on the floor. Which leg turns out more than the other? And see if you can notice these differences without looking. Our first instinct is to use our eyes to look, but see if you can just sense within yourself the differences. So notice if the leg that's turned out is making more contact with the calf and the back of your thigh, and what is the space behind your knee like? And then draw your attention up to the hip joints. And notice with the foot that turns out more, how that hip joint lies or rests. And as I mentioned last week, as we were working with the legs, is that many people think that their toes should be pointed towards the ceiling when they're lying on the back. So they actually do work to make that happen. So why don't you all try that? Everybody direct your legs so that your toes are pointed towards the ceiling and feel how much work that takes. So when you're lying on your back like this, right, you don't need to do that kind of work. It's nonsense work. So now just let the legs go and notice how they turn out. But often, one leg will turn out more than the other, which means that that hip joint is probably a little more functional. We'll see. So for those of you that were here again last week, that means it knows how to let go. Well, that's probably too big of a generalization. Let's put it this way, that it means that that hip joint is available to let go in a resting state. So those of you that were here last week, you remember we did a lot of stuff on the stomach with our heels and feet. So we're going to continue, but in a little different framework. So go ahead and roll over and lie on your stomach. And you're going to bend your right knee so your right foot is directed towards the ceiling. So when you're on your stomach throughout the lesson, you can position your hands and your head however you need to be comfortable. That means you can put your hands under your forehead or a cheek or whatever works, okay? Great. So your right foot is directed towards the ceiling. And now begin to do a movement of thinking of lifting the heel towards the ceiling and then bringing the heel back down towards your calf. So your attention and focus is on the heel so that you think of the heel going up towards the ceiling and then you bend it back down towards the calf. And as you become more familiar with this movement, then you can begin to notice what happens with the foot and the ball of the foot and toes. So they move in the opposite direction as your heel, right? Like a teeter-totter. So what we did last week is we connected a line from your heel to the ball of your big toe, and then another line from the heel to the ball of the pinky toe. And as you continue to bring the heel towards the ceiling and then bring it back to your calf, observe how those lines move. Right? It's like a teeter-totter. Everybody knows what a teeter-totter is, yes? Where one person, it's like a board put over a round barrel. And a child sits on one end and another child sits on the other end. And one end is up and the other is resting down on the ground. And the one that's on the ground pushes with his feet to come up so that the other one that's up goes down. Very nice. Good. Okay, pause and just rest on your stomach. Now this time bend your left knee, your left foot, and begin to do the same movement. And again, it's really important that you think of the initiation of the movement coming from your heel. So your heel is moving up towards the ceiling, and then you can think of the heel moving down, down towards your left calf muscle, or down, you could think, relative to the floor. Bring into your awareness and visualization the lines going from the ball of the left big toe to the ball of the heel, and then the ball of the pinky toe to the heel. Great. Okay, and let's rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, you're going to bend your knees and first bring your feet to a standing position. And now, using your legs, what you're going to do is you're going to lift your pelvis up enough that you can place both of your hands under your pelvis, and you're going to make fists. So you're going to kind of lift your pelvis, that's it. And then you lower your pelvis back onto your fists so that you can lift the legs up into the air. So you want your feet towards the ceiling, and your knees are comfortably relaxed and bent. So there's no importance in having the legs straight. But you'll see that the hands under your pelvis helps keep the legs up. Does that make sense? So you're kind of tilting. There you go. So just, you know, take a moment to make it comfortable. Good. Now in this position, with both feet, we're going to begin to do the same movement of, think of, lengthening your heels towards the ceiling and then pulling the heels back down towards the floor or towards your calves. And really find a comfortable position with your legs. So if they can be a little straighter, some of you have them maybe a little too bent. There you go. That's better, Janice. They just don't need to be locked. That's it. So really think of the heels go up towards the ceiling, and then they bend back down toward the calves. And as that motion becomes more familiar. You bring into your awareness the lines going from the balls of the both big toes to the balls of the heels, and then the balls of the pinky toes to the heels. Very nice. Great. Let it go and rest on your back. Roll over onto your stomach again. Valentina, just come right here. I'll have Christy slide down. Christy, why don't you just slide down? There. And this time, please bend both of your knees so both feet are directed towards the ceiling. Okay? And now you're going to alternate the movement of the two feet. So what that means is you're going to think of, let's say, the right heel going towards the ceiling as the left heel is pulling down towards your calf. And then you extend the left heel up towards the ceiling as the right heel pulls down to your calf. And again, do your best to keep your attention and your awareness on your heels. So one heel's up, and the other's down. And the slower that you go, the better, because the more you can really pay attention to what you're doing, how you're directing the movement of your ankle. When you go slow, you're allowed to check in with your breath and your breathing. How does the movement of the heel affect the calf muscle, your thigh muscles into your buttocks? Now continue the same movement, but just shift your attention to the toes. And how does that change the movement? Great. Let it go, roll onto your back and rest. Is it warm? Okay, I'm going to have her turn off the heat. So just lie on your back and check in and notice now how your legs are lying on the floor. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. Once again, make fists with both hands. Use your legs to lift up your pelvis comfortably to place the fists underneath your pelvis. And then you're able to swing your legs up towards the ceiling. So the soles of your feet should first be directed and organized towards the ceiling. So it'd be like you walking on the ceiling. That's it. Very nice, okay? And now begin to do this alternate movement with your heels. So one heel directs towards the ceiling as the other pulls back. That's it. And again, you just intend to do the movement through the heel. Your entire focus starts with the heels. And just go really slow to begin with so that you can find a rhythm for yourself. You allow yourself to have a relaxed breath and breathing. How is the experience different now being on your back? Do you sense different sensations in your legs? Do you like one position better than the other? And rest on your back. Please roll over onto your stomach again. Bend your knees so that both feet are directed towards the ceiling. And this time, have the feet, the heels move together. And if you'd like, you can have your knees and your ankles together. So you can actually squeeze the knees and the feet together. And then that's a more comfortable, I think, position to direct both of the heels up and then down. And there's very little movement that's happening with the lower legs, if none. So some of you start swinging the lower leg, and that's not necessary. All you're doing is bending in the ankle. You're directing the heels towards the ceiling and then pulling them back down. Good. And just take a moment to pause and rest on your stomach. Lower your legs. Bend your right knee so only the right foot now is up towards the ceiling. We'll let the left leg rest. And now imagine, first of all, that you've got a book resting on your right foot. So that means that the heel and the toes need to be parallel, correct? Well, let's say you're holding a tray to serve some iced tea to somebody. So if you tip the tray, right, it's all going to spill. So your heel and toe is flat, parallel to the ceiling. Now, keeping it that way, begin to take your heel to the outside. Move it to the outside, which would be taking it more to the right. That's it. Just the heel and come back in. And there should be no rolling of the foot. So some of you start turning the foot with the toes. So go back to imagining that there's a book or a tray on the foot, and you just take the heel to the outside. I'd suggest that if you make a smaller movement, you'll be a lot more successful. The less that you try, the easier it will come. That's better. So the rolling movement is, imagine the big toe pulling down towards the floor. So everybody do that. Let your big toe roll to the left and inside and pull down to the floor. Right? Some of you think that that is taking the heel to the outside, but it's not. So now stop doing that. Put your book or tray on your foot and just take the right heel to the outside. It's a much smaller movement than you think. And you feel what happens inside with the tibia and the fibula, which are the two bones in the lower part of your leg, and it actually affects deep inside where the femur connects. Yeah. Many of us have really lost these connections. That's it. And as some of you are doing, you can rest and then come back to it. That's nice, Danielle. That's it. Good. It's tiring, I know. Okay, let's let it go, and please roll onto your back and rest. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bend your knees, bring both feet to standing, and just find a good, comfortable place for both feet standing. If you're lying on a towel, you might want to move the towel out from underneath your feet just for this next movement. Okay. So now, with your right foot only, imagine as if maybe you've nailed down your right big toe. Or it's glued to the mat. So you're going to take the right heel and move it to the outside. Same movement we just did on your stomach. There's no lifting of the foot. It's just like you slide it out, but no rolling. So you're not rolling to the inside of the foot. You're just directing the right heel out, and you bring it back in. So if you take the heel out, it will feel like you're pigeon-toed, correct? If the right big toe is nailed to the mat or glued to the mat. And you really want to feel and sense that the entire heel stays in contact with the floor. So if you start rolling the ankle, it means that you only have pressure on one part of the heel. See if you can take it out. Oh, that's more rolling. So you can physically slide. It's really like you're sliding. There. There. That's it. So there you go. Feel how this affects, again, the two bones in your lower leg, which are called the tibia and the fibula. Heel out, and you bring it back in. Let it go and rest. Lengthen your legs and rest. Yes. Sure. And your knees and your hips, the feet become one of the places that we become really kind of decrepit, you know? We lose a lot of mobility. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and now let's go to the left foot. So start with either thinking that your left big toe is glued or nailed down to the mat. So the constraint is that the big toe cannot move. You pivot around it by taking the left heel and you slide it out to the side. But really pay attention that the whole heel moves. There's no rolling happening in the ankle. That's it, Betsy. And in fact, these lessons with the feet should make issues with your arms better. Because there's the same structure set up. So in the upper arm, you have one bone, just like the upper leg, one bone. And the forearm has two bones, just like the lower leg. So the foot and the hand, there's a very close relationship. So the more freedom you have with your feet, the more freedom you'll have with your hands and your neck. Good. Good. Now, bring the feet completely together so that the big toe, the inside of the big toes are lined up in the heels. Okay? Feet are flat in a good comfortable position. And now imagine both toes now are glued or nailed down to the mat. So you're going to pivot both heels out at the same time. And then you bring them in. And please, again, make sure to not make too big of a movement, because if you go too big, you start rolling the ankle. That's it. And as you're doing both at the same time, just notice, does one lower leg, does one tibia and fibula feel like it has a greater sense of movement, ease of movement? Now, as you do the heels at the same time, does one feel freer or easier? Or perhaps it's just the movement is more familiar. Very nice. Bring them back to the center. And now this time, imagine that your heels are glued to the mat. And you're now going to take the toes and move them apart, away from each other. Again, it's not a huge movement. You want them glued together, so you want them glued together. Which movement feels more familiar, taking the toes out, or was it the heels? Toes. Now, can you start to alternate? So you take the toes out, bring them back in, keep them connected, and take the heels out and bring them back. Very nice. And rest on your back. Roll over onto your stomach. Position your hand in your head in any way you'd like to be really comfortable. Bend both knees so both feet are directed towards the ceiling. And attempt to have the feet and the knees together. Okay, that's it. And let's start with the heels now. So think of gluing the inside of the big toes together, so that you can take the heels apart and bring them back. That's it. Again, if you do a smaller movement and a little slower, you'll have much grander results than trying to do it fast and hurried. Very interesting. Most of you are much more dominant to do a larger movement with the right side. So let's bring the feet back, keep them together, and let's just do the movement with the left heel. So keep both feet up there, but you just pull the left heel to the outside. Again, no rolling. You're carrying a tray or books on your feet. Just bring the heel out. Very nice, Linda, and in. That's nice. Are you breathing? Good. Pause and just rest on your stomach. Bend your knees, bring both feet up again. Glue the insides of the feet together, make them flat as if a book is sitting on them, or books, there you go. And now let's try to alternate. So we'll start with spreading the heels apart, keeping the toes together, and then bringing the heels back, and once they touch, keeping them together and spreading the toes. Just observe as you develop a rhythm for yourself. How different does this feel when you're on your stomach than when you're on your back? It's quite different, isn't it? It's like when you have the earth underneath your feet, there's an ease in which to direct them. Right now they're hanging out in space. Pause and rest again on your stomach. And as most of you know, you can rest at any time when you need to. Even if you just take 2 or 3 seconds to pause and rest, and then you just join the group and go back to the movement at your own pace. Bend just the right knee this time, so your right foot is up towards the ceiling. Imagine a book is on it, and now let's just go back to taking the right heel out. That's it, without twisting. So you've got a book on you. That's it. And maybe you need to look over your right shoulder to see what you're doing. And perhaps you can even reach back with your right hand and grab your right heel to direct it. Okay, pause and rest again for a moment. Bend your knees, bring your feet up once again. And let's go back to the earlier movement with both heels, of taking the heels now towards the ceiling and then bending them down towards your calf muscle, or thinking down towards the floor. Remember that? That was the first movement. Heels up and then heels down. What's different about the movement now? Very nice. Can you visualize the lines now going from the balls of the big toes to the heel and the balls of the pinky toe to the heels as you continue to take the heels up towards the ceiling and then bring them down? Good. Roll over onto your back and take a rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Make fists with your hands and place them underneath your pelvis so that then you can swing your legs up towards the ceiling and keep them there. That's it. So your feet are now directed towards the ceiling, both feet. Your knees are slightly bent so you're in a comfortable position. And you're using your fists to hold up your pelvis, right? Good. Bring your attention onto your right heel. And begin to move the right heel up and down. Not the toes, but you're with the heel. Your mind is attached to your heel. That's it. Good. Now begin to take the right heel out and in. Or we could say that would be like left and right. Just the heel. Really focus on the heel. Some of you, your toes begin to go spastic. You knew I was talking to you, didn't you? Your foot starts going all over the place. So just put your mind and attention onto your heel. That means the heel's directing the movement. Doesn't mean that the toes can't move, but they're not flopping all over the place. That's it. In and out. Good. Now, can you begin to connect those points so that you draw a circle with the right heel? Just the right heel. And really make sure you get to the up part. Many people leave out the ceiling as they draw the circle. Make sure you're still breathing. That's it, that's it. Beautiful. Pause and rest on your back. Slide your hands out. Lengthen your legs. And just notice how your legs are lying on the floor now. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, lift up your pelvis and place both fists, or some of you are using your hands, which is fine, whatever works for you. Swing your legs up so that the soles of your feet are directed towards the ceiling. And bring your attention once again to your right foot, the right heel. Start to make a circle. And open your eyes and look at your heel. If you can look at the foot, look at the heel and see if you're really making a circle with your heel. And by looking at your heel, does it change anything by now using your eyes as a visual? Are there parts of the circle that you can now make clear that you realize that you've left out when you're not looking? Close your eyes again and see if you can have the same type of clarity, drawing the circle, right heel only. That's it. So the whole rest of the foot responds to the heel. Some of you are just doing a beautiful job. I tell you, if your feet are happy, the rest of you will be real happy. Can you smile as you make your circle? Okay, let's rest. Come up again, so bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, fists or hands are underneath your pelvis, whichever you prefer, so you can swing your legs up. And now bring all your attention to your left foot. And just first of all, take the left heel up and down. And now can you go inward and outward with the heel? Think of taking the heel out and slightly in. Allow your toes to just hang out. And now can you start to do a circle with your left heel? Again, if you feel the need to pause for a moment, you can, and then come back to it. So not the toes, the heel. And then using your eyes, please go ahead and open them and look at what you're doing with the left heel. Not your leg, but just the heel. So by using your eyes, can you help to clarify any of the areas that were being left out? Help your foot through the use of your eyes. That's it. Great. And let's rest again on your back. Please roll over onto your stomach once again. Bend both of your knees so both feet are directed towards the ceiling. And now let's see if you can make circles with both heels at the same time. And pay attention, are you making the circles with your heels or with the balls of your feet? So if you lose sight of that, draw your attention again onto the heels. Do you want to go to the bathroom? It's outside, and I'll leave this open. Now notice as you're making the circles, do they go actually in opposite directions, which is usually the case. So the heels are going out and then they come in. That's the real strong tendency. So try to change it now, that's it, Paul, where both you make the circles in the same direction. That's it, Linda. Great. Pause and rest. Let your feet rest. Just lie on your stomach. Bend your knees up again, please. Bring both feet to the ceiling. And now this time, what we're going to start with is first doing a movement with your right heel, and then we're going to bring the left heel in a little later. So starting with the right heel, you're going to take the right heel out and in. Go back to the movement of out and in. Just the right heel. Out and in. Great. Now as you keep that movement going, with the left heel, you're going to take it up and down. That's it. Nice. So the left is going up and down, and the right heel is going in and out. Beautiful. Okay, let's take a pause and rest again for a moment. Sorry, Susie. Bring the feet up once again. So the knees are bent, both feet up. This time the left foot we'll start with the heel moving in and out. Just real slowly get your own rhythm and timing to take the heel in and out. In and out. And then bring the right heel into action so that now the right heel goes up and down. I often think this is what it takes to be like a drummer. You know, drummers have to be able to have like these multiple rhythms, high levels of differentiation going on. Good. Rest again. Okay, and now one last time, please bend your knees, bring your feet up towards the ceiling, and let's go back to making circles with the heels, the natural way, which is to swing the circles like out and then in. Just start with your circle. That's it. Now see if you can do it really fast. Really, really fast. As fast as you can. Just let your feet go. Faster. That's it. That's it. And change the direction. That's it, Danielle. Very nice. Really fast. So you let go of so much thinking. Good. Now slow it down and go real slow and just think of doing two more really beautiful circles. So if you were painting with your heels, you wanted to paint these really beautiful circles with such precision, and the line being the exact thickness around every part of the curve. That's it. Good. And when you're done, please roll over onto your back and rest. And as you're resting, just take a moment to now notice how your contact is like with the floor. Sense your entire spine, how your pelvis is now lying on the floor. And really notice how your legs are lying on the floor. What is the turnout like now of each leg? Does something feel different in the lower part of your legs, in your knees, in your hip joints? Has something perhaps let go? What is the space like behind your knees now? Take a moment to check in with your breath and your breathing. And as some of you are doing, which is so nice, is that you're bringing some of the past information from the lessons of the Tanden into it, checking in with your smile, the ability to widen your smile. Good. Now, taking your time, let's have you go ahead and roll to a side, come up to standing, and please come to stand onto the hard floor, so that you can check in and become aware of now, how do you sense your feet and your legs underneath you? What is your awareness now like with your heels? How do you feel the heel part of your foot, feet? How do you feel the ball of the big toe and the ball of the pinky toe? And when we have a really well-organized ankle and leg, we have equal weight on these three parts, which we're going to call the tripod. So just notice now after the lesson what the tripod feels like to you. How do you sense your knees in standing, your hip joints? Okay, go ahead and walk around and sense what walking's like. Some of you may start to experience like some crackling and popping sounds, which is good, in your ankles after this, meaning that things are moving that perhaps weren't moving before. So, and how do you move over your foot? So as you're walking, really observe that you bend over your ankle. Your whole body has to come over the ankle. Do you move there? So when you come over the ankle, that's the same movement as when you were lying on your stomach, taking the heel towards the ceiling and down. Yeah? Okay. Just means things are moving that maybe weren't moving. So, you know, we often can build up scar tissue and different things happening because we haven't been moving. So sounds are okay, not to be frightened of them. Good. Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.